Hey y'all, we are Back to the Basket, a weekly podcast where we discuss and dissect the best league in the entire world. I'm your host, Wahaj, and with me today, like every week, it's Kevin, a.k.a. Birthday Boy, a.k.a. Lil Kev, a.k.a. Kevo!
Hey, hello world, we cannot keep Kawhi this week.
Oh my god, 30 seconds in, he's already dropping puns.
Got the puns.
We also have Richard, a.k.a. Richie Rich.
Oh man, Kevin Birthday Edition.
Richie Rich.
So, there's a lot to uncover. The rundown is insane on this episode because it's been a while since we gave you a dope pot to step to. So I'm gonna hand it off to Richard now for our news update.
All right, everybody. Due to popular demand, we're gonna try this new segment, the Entry Pass News Update. All right. So to conclude the Brian New Slant burner Twitter account saga, he parted ways mutually with the Sixers organization, at least that's what they said in the in their press release. And recently, it was leaked to several beat writers that the Markel Fultz draft pick was mostly the Colangelo's decision, and they also were interested in replacing Brett Brown with Villanova head coach Jay Wright.
That's that an official take?
I think with the Jay Wright hiring? Yeah. The Colangelos were interested in hiring Jay Wright, and I don't think Philadelphia fans would be happy with this one. How do you feel about that, Rich?
I mean, I'm a Kyle Lowry fan, so I kind of just like Jay Wright, but I also respect what Brett Brown has done, you know, losing a lot in Philly and just like crawling to where they are, like really crawling. And I just think it's weird that they're all this leaking is going around. Like, I don't know who is doing it. Is it because they want to continue to make Colangelo look bad? Does Colangelo want to burn bridges on his way out? I don't really know what's going on there.
Isn't he the ultimate fall guy? Don't you agree with that?
I actually think it's Barbara Bottini is the ultimate fall girl in this situation.
His wife.
His wife.
I mean, the marriage can't look good at this point, right?
I mean, if someone's taking the fall for you, that's like pretty...
Oh, yeah. She took the hit for Brian Colangelo there. He's basically she's the scapegoat in this situation.
I you know what? We talked about this extensively in the last episode. What I have to follow up in this whole saga is how is Markel Fultz going to be reacting to this news? Is he scared that he's on his way out? Because Markel was Brian's guy.
Yep.
So what's his future in Philly now?
I think Brian Colangelo's got an interesting history with number one overall draft picks. It's pretty sad to mention his last number one overall draft pick was... Andrea Bargnani. Oh, we got our Raptors fans here.
Primo pasta.
Primo pasta and sauce.
Primo pasta. We're shaking our heads right now just thinking about it. But honestly,
I'm not a Raptor fan. Just put that on the record. I don't remember those times because I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I guess.
That's valid.
Could you imagine you're the number one overall draft pick in your franchise's history and you picked Primo pasta, Andrea Bargnani?
Hey, at least our Bargnani made it to the floor.
That's true.
And he averaged, I believe I could be corrected here, but he averaged more than 20 a game at some point. So that's more to say than Markel.
He had usage.
How about the guy who went right after him, LaMarcus Aldridge, carrying the Spurs to the playoffs?
We'll get to the Spurs. I think from what I've heard, well, you were saying, Wahaj, that you've heard that Markel is on his way out. Like they're shopping him.
I actually heard some of the executives you know, were trying to warn the Colangelos. You know, let's think about someone other than Fultz, and the Colangelos were astute on, you know, grabbing.
Well, I also heard that Jerry Colangelo tried to intervene with his firing.
Yes.
He did not want him fired.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So I mean, family's got to look out for family. I don't blame him for doing that. Not only that, Markel is very questionable at this point. So if he's on his way out, I wouldn't have a problem with it per se. As our resident Philly fan, what is your opinion?
I mean, I was pretty interested in what he could bring to the table going into this season, but I'm kind of just like, you can't keep whiffing on these lottery picks. You know, the the savings you got from the process have to end eventually, and you have to make the picks count. So
you know what? Their picks have counted. And let me make an argument here. Sam Hinkie, God bless his soul.
Yeah, he's still alive.
drafted Dario Saric, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons.
Great, fantastic.
And Markel ends up being a bust. So this automatically looks bad on Colangelo. This is Colangelo's decision, and there's nobody else to blame for it. Apparently, okay. I've heard that there were other people in the office that wanted to go in another direction.
Yeah.
AKA Jason Tatum.
The only argument I have against your point there is that Markelle Fultz, we can't rule him out just yet. He's not a bust just yet. I mean, I know he's had one season where he's reworking his shot. I'm throwing up the exaggeration.
Yeah, we got a basket here, but full of jump shots here for anyone who wants to find a jump shot.
I just can't rule him as a bust just yet. He's got potential.
All right. Kevin believes in second chances.
Okay, and
you know who doesn't believe in second chances? Our second story is about
the Toronto Raptors and resident cold-blooded killer Masai Ujiri, who fired I think third longest tenured coach.
Dwayne Casey. You could be right. You could be
number
right.
Number four,
fourth longest tenured coach in the NBA, Dwayne Casey, and has replaced him with a former assistant coach, Nick Nurse.
That's news for sure.
Hey, what are you saying in an emergency? Nurse!
Somebody call the nurse.
Amazing.
I gotta credit somebody else for that. That's not my original line, but...
it's pretty good. You delivered it. You delivered it.
So the question is, are Raptors in an emergency state?
Absolutely.
We
have 2 years left with all these guys on contract. We have no head coach. Masai made the decision to... we had either Messina or Nick Nurse, and... He went with Nick Nurse. Apparently, he's heard lots of good things.
Yeah, I think from what I've heard from the interviews, I think MLSC. For those of you who don't know, the Toronto Raptors are owned by a media group, Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment, and they sort of did the same thing when they hired Mike Babcock for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They had this like really. Really oddly formal press conference. Like, I know you always do a press conference when you have a new head coach, but it was just like a little too presented for me. So it was just like, okay, you're showing me that you like can put on a nice show, but my concern is what do you actually bring to the table? And I know a lot of Raptor fans who are a lot more hysteric than me, and I'll say and own up to calling them that. They think it's a continuation of the same coaching staff, right? Like keeping the assistant and not bringing in a new coach.
The only, I guess, argument I have with that one is Brian Colangelo. Masai was under Brian Colangelo. He was one of his assistants. He was one of his hires. So do you think Masai is the same as Brian Colangelo just for being under him? I don't think so. But, I mean, the same could be said about Nick Nurse. He's won two titles in the G League. He's won Coach of the Year twice. He's been coaching for 27 years. It's his first chance as a head coach in the NBA. If Masai believes in him, I trust in Masai.
Yeah, I think out of all this, out of all the recent struggles that the Raptors have had in the playoffs, one thing that has been stagnant with the Raptors fan has been their faith in Masai. Like, I think their faith in Masai hasn't shaken even one bit.
That's true.
So if Masai makes a decision, I feel like Raptors fans always fall back and say,
trust Masai.
Yeah. Do you want us to jump now? Because they're all behind Masai.
Yeah.
So, and Nurse has a resume, right? Wouldn't you say so, Kevin?
Oh, absolutely.
So as he mentioned, 27 years of coaching, he knows what he's doing.
He also is the one that redesigned this year's offense.
Yeah, I read a piece saying that Nurse was responsible mainly for this restructure or the new brand of basketball that the Raptors were playing all of a sudden, shooting more threes, even though it did not help in the long run. Ultimately, it led us to 59 wins. So yeah. You can't stray away from that. Maybe the guys have a different showing next season. We don't know. I'm not an expert when it comes to the Raptors, but I will say from an outsider looking in, it seems like they are ready to move on from the Casey era.
Yeah, they're in From what I was hearing in terms of sound bites, they're mentioning a lot of usage out of JV and a lot of usage out of Siakam, which is interesting for me because I'm pretty high on both of those players.
I think Poeltl should be used a little bit more as well.
Yeah, he's got a very good passing game, and I.
Yeah, Nick Nurse is a guy who famously implemented the practice game. You know, corner threes are worth four. Yeah. Mid-range jumpers are worth a negative one.
Yeah, and OG's development is going to be crucial for this team moving forward as well. Yeah. So I think under Nurse, I can see his ceiling being really high. He's shown potential in his first rookie season. I mean, he was good. Coming off an injury, he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm still convinced was...
He wasn't supposed to play until about December.
Oh, yeah. January. We have our draft episode later, so we're going to talk a lot about smoke screens.
Yeah. Okay. And speaking of potential, our last news update. This one's more of a curiosity than anything. An internal memo was recently released to the press regarding the one-and-done rule being out by 2021. Which is interesting because... Recently in the news, LeBron James has been quoted as saying the greatest accomplishment in his life would be playing with his son.
What's your take, Kevin?
I think he's had many accomplishments, you know, leading up to that moment. And if he ever does get to play with his son, I believe to him, it may just be his greatest achievement.
So what do you think about the one and done rule? Like, what's your opinion on it?
I think it's it should have been abolished quite a long time ago.
Really?
What forces them to go into the NCAA? I mean, sure, there's the education aspect, but look at some of the prospects now. They're going directly into the G League to develop rather than going into the NCAA, and that seems to be the trend going forward.
And it's true that, at least for me, that's kind of what I bank on. I think, you know, I think anyone should be able to get an education if they can, but like the way they do it in the NCAA is so sketch. Like,
do they really get an education?
Yeah, like courses, you know, really,
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, really insulting courses where they're not learning anything or it's making a mockery. Like they take African history courses where they're not actually learning important history. So I'm not
just
I'm not
FYI.
Gonna,
yeah. Yeah. Duke does not claim Kyrie Irving anymore in terms of academics. So,
you know, this one and done rule is. Heavily favored by players, I think.
Being gone or staying?
No, the one and done rule being obviously eliminated.
Okay.
Because they want players coming right out of high school, and that happened for a very long time. I think it was 2006 when it was implemented with David Stern. I read an article that said that players that came right out of high school didn't develop as well as players that do come out of college, but that's just a statistical anomaly, in my opinion, because you had players like Garnett, Kobe, players that came out of high school. I mean, was it Jermaine O'Neal was right out of high school as well, I believe.
Think so, yeah.
So you have really good examples of really good players that came out of high school, and you also have, I mean, you can't forget about LeBron as well. So you have all these players that came out of high school and developed into something and made a decent amount of money, were a pivotal part of the league for a very long time. So there's arguments on both sides, but NCAA is a corrupt organization, in my opinion.
That's valid.
They are making money off of students that can't even literally have a dinner with a sponsor.
Yeah, like it's, or a coach.
Or a coach, really. It's that bad.
Yeah.
So this is a whole different episode because I can go ramble on about this, but in my opinion, this can happen soon enough.
Right. My closing statement on this will be, though I am for education and everything, I will say that one of the criticisms will be that they don't learn how to play in a system if they don't go to college. But I will say that watching college ball compared to NBA ball, the leap in offensive complexity and defensive complexity is so much more that it's like, do you even gain anything to hold on to just by 1 year?
So, I think it's just a way of scouts to see you more.
Yeah.
And if the G League is implemented in a more extensive manner, then you would get to, you know, showcase those abilities on that level for the scouts to see.
Yeah, hell, like, I would much rather, if I was a scout, I would much rather see you, like, Even if you're like slumming it in the New York G League team wearing the SpongeBob shorts. I think
it's Rochester or
something. Yeah,
I don't even know
their name. If you're in Rochester slumming it with the Knicks G League team, you're at least running their version
of the Westchester Knicks.
Westchester Knicks. You're at least slumming it in their version of the not triangle. So, like, I'd rather see that.
But Adam Silver has been, I don't know if you guys can agree with this, but Adam Silver has been revolutionary when it comes to making changes on the fly. He's also throwing around the hard cap thing. I don't know if you heard about
that. He floated that, yeah.
He floated that idea. So he has different ideas in his mind that he will eventually implement. It's just a matter of time, really.
Right. I don't see him making two substantial moves or changes to the NBA, though.
Yeah, because again, you do have to realize that as progressive as he is, he's still, you know, enacting the will of the collective owners.
Right.
Right. And speaking of collective and collective bargaining agreement, our favorite part of the postseason, free agency.
F5 season is upon us, boys.
Yeah, for those of you stuck on the internet, pressing that F5 button.
I'm just like Charles. I'm tired of talking about LeBron. LeBron's taking over my life. Yeah. I just want this to end.
Yeah?
Stop talking about LeBron.
Okay, only one take from each of us of where he's going.
All right, let's start with you, Rich.
Okay, I secretly still believe he's going to Philly. Deep in my heart.
This is a biased take. Come on. Don't be a cop-out. That's a cop-out answer.
That's his actual take.
That's a cop-out take.
Yeah, it is a cop-out
take. They have lots of assets, and they're
You're defending his take now?
They're potential landing destination. All right,
jump on that bandwagon. I was going to say Philly, too. Well, here we go.
I know.
Okay, I can change it to the Lakers.
No, you don't have to change it.
That is my take.
Stick with your cop-out. Your take. You know what? I think he's staying. Woo.
Oh, all that's right. Not sexy.
Really?
No, I think he's staying.
No, you've said that before.
I think he's staying.
I want to hear you defend that.
You know what? People don't realize that he is a walking, talking economy. The city of Cleveland would be devastated economically if this guy leaves. Because, as Joakim Noah famously said,
like,
what is really going on in Cleveland?
Nobody wants to go there.
No, nobody wants to vacation there. Nobody wants to go there. So LeBron has to think about all the other aspects of outside basketball he's got charities, he's got schools, he's got programs, he's got his family, even though his family lives in LA.
His son is actually going to Sierra something.
Like, people are dragging their kids into this now. Like, this has got
a lot of control. LeBron is famously all Bronny, about his family.
Bronny is a prospect.
LeBron is all about it. He's got two houses worth over $45 million combined in LA.
In reality, do we really know where he's going?
No.
Nobody knows. I don't think LeBron knows where he's going.
Well, he did, as of recording this, he met 3 days ago with the Cleveland Cavaliers organization to notify them of his prospective plans. Basically, he probably just met them to say, like, F off, I'm going to opt out.
I'm probably leaving.
Yeah, so.
He gone.
Yeah.
I have my take on this, especially with the other free agents that are available this offseason. And LeBron's famously, he's known for taking free agents and creating a team. So, I mean, LeBron himself, I really think him, PG, Magic, they can work out something and maybe bring in our next topic here. They could probably bring Kawhi.
Is it because Magic ran off the floor? It's because Magic ran off the floor, right?
He did run off the floor.
What if he had to pee or something?
He also sang the happy dance by his championships.
Maybe Magic has a small bladder.
Let's not talk about Magic's health.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything about that.
Just saying people are speculating. That's my speculation.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, people, like, look into these small, minute details and make, like, so much out of it. I don't know. Let's talk about Kawhi.
I think that's a big, you know, landing destination for any free agent. And
purple and gold.
Okay, what about this then? LeBron James is taking meetings in New York this week.
With Dolan?
Apparently
he's meeting with Dolan.
Apparently it was allegedly with Jeannie Buss, but now I'm not a gossip columnist. And also, apparently Tim Duncan flew to New York too, because that's where Kawhi is taking his meetings.
They brought in Tim Duncan? Wasn't Paul Gasol good enough?
So he's taking his meetings in the biggest city in North America. Let's see.
I think Kawhi's been in New York the whole time because he was in New York when the team was in.
He was
San
just
Antonio.
He was
he's
just,
there with the doctor.
He was just in L.A. at a Dodgers game a week ago. Why is he back in New York? Big market.
Doctor.
Do you guys let's pull it back about five podcasts, maybe six episodes. And I think there's a certain guy in this podcast. I've been calling him going to New York for a little while.
That certain guy is you, Kevin.
I really think he wants to go to a big market. I've been calling this for a while, and New York and LA seem like the top spots to land him.
Okay, I will say this, though, in regards to that situation. Smarter people than me on the internet have reminded me that Kawhi Leonard does not have a no-trade clause.
He
can request a trade, and his group,
right,
or whatever, can say he prefers the Lakers as much as they want. But, you know, Greg Popovich has gone on the record several times saying he won't do any deals with the Lakers organization.
Right.
And the most likely candidate is, unfortunately, the Boston Celtics.
Well,
Celtics
is that unfortunate?
Or New York.
Well, it's unfortunate for me as a biased Raptor fan.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I thought we were leaving our biases at the door. So me leaving my bias at the door, Celtics is not the ideal destination for him. Because Celtics already have too many pieces going for him. That's just my opinion. I don't know. What do you think about it, Kevin? Do you think the Celtics can include him in the roster and make a run at this?
I think absolutely. I mean, imagine moving Jaylen Brown, maybe some salary filler, and a couple draft picks to land a guy like Kawhi Leonard. To pair with Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Al Horford.
Hey, let me just point this out right now. Kyrie said he didn't want to sign an extension. So Kyrie could be on his way out. I'm looking for that way out, Kyrie. Because Kyrie,
totally,
I don't know if you heard about this, but Kyrie fully came
that.
Out and said,
"Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to sign an extension." So he's betting on himself that his injury is going to automatically make him, I don't know, better. What's your take on this whole Kyrie thing? Do you think he stays? Do you think he goes?
I think it all really comes down to the next season. We have no idea yet, so.
I mean, that's the beauty of the NBA. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
So many things happening.
Well, we don't even know what will happen like 5 minutes from
now. Oh, absolutely. I love
it. Five season is upon us, boys.
So what's that starting lineup look like with Kawhi? You got Kyrie.
A championship. That's what it looks like.
Well, the details. Details are important.
Well, you're jumping to the conclusion here.
Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Kawhi Leonard, Al Horford.
And
Baines.
Aaron Baines? Aaron Baines shoots threes.
Wait, you're forgetting Tatum. Put Tatum at four. What happened to Tatum?
All right, well,
you're not trading Tatum, are you? Which I think you should do.
I don't think Danny Ainge would ever trade 4 years of a rookie deal of Tatum to sign one potential maybe year of Kawhi.
So San Antonio, I have this theory, okay, and hear me out. San Antonio is good every year. If they trade away Kawhi, they're middle of the road, middle of the pack, Western Conference playoff team. Maybe they miss out on the playoffs too. Who knows? LaMarcus, you never know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah.
So my theory is you don't just take back Jaylen. You take back somebody more proven in the playoffs, which is Jason Tatum. So if I'm Pop, I'm not doing that deal with just Tatum, just Brown.
Jaylen Brown's proven himself. He shot 40% this playoffs.
Has he, though?
I mean, not the free throw line, but other than that, he's
solid. I see what you're saying, though.
Has he, though?
I see what you're saying,
yeah,
though.
I hear you.
If you want it.
Would you, as like, if you were Popovich, of course you would take Jason Tatum in that deal. But if you were Danny Ainge, would you give up 4 years of a rookie contract?
I mean, I trade maybe one pick with Tatum. I don't do multiple picks. Because, I mean,
Tatum?
Kawhi is probably one of the top three best players in the league.
He is.
On both ends of the floor. Kawhi is transitionally the best player you could. Like, if he comes on that team, he's automatically the first option.
So how
I don't
great,
care Kyrie, he's the first option.
I love Kawhi as the first option, let me just say that.
How great would he be paired next to LeBron?
Who, Kawhi or Kyrie?
Kawhi. we've seen that story. But imagine Kawhi, Paul George, two of the best wing players, also probably the best two-way players in the NBA, along with point LeBron.
I think that situation is hilarious just because I like the idea of Paul George being the third option and having to suck it.
Wow. You said suck it on the podcast.
Sorry.
He got jingled this playoff.
Look, realistically, because we're playing Fantasyland here, right?
Yeah, just a little.
Realistically, what is your one take? Let's say all three of these guys go to different scenarios. What are your picks? You said the Knicks for Kawhi. Right. So what's your LeBron pick here?
LeBron, Lakers.
Look, it's LeBron to the Lakers, Kawhi to the Knicks, and who are we saying? Where is Paul George going then? Is he staying in Oklahoma? Is that even viable?
I think it is viable.
I really don't think he stays.
Is there?
He said he loves LA.
Is there room for him in Rockets? I know that I've heard Rockets are going to make a push for him.
That would be a good addition.
Maybe
if they move Ryan Anderson.
Good luck taking that. Yeah. But you know what? You know what? Daryl Morey can work magic.
He can move Ryan Anderson?
Sure. You can move. Every contract is movable for the right price.
I guess.
We'll discuss Chandler. We'll discuss Chandler.
Joakim Noah. Noel Deng.
I'll say that I want Paul George on the Rockets. That'll be fun.
Okay, yeah. So I think I can agree on Kawhi to the Knicks, even though it seems a little far-fetched because Kawhi has aggressively wanted to play in LA. So if he wants to play in LA so bad, Knicks just like the last option.
Wait, Knicks should be the last option for anybody.
Like, really, I think he does not want to go to Knicks and Celtics if he wants to play for LA. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can think like Kawhi. So I'm okay with these three picks. I'm okay with these three guys going to different locations. Even though that's not good for the league.
I mean, a lot.
And the Warriors are going to win again if this happens. So
yeah,
maybe the Rockets make a difference with Paul George.
They were close. Rockets are real-ish.
So was your take?
If Iguodala was there, would have lost them.
No, okay. Iguodala was staying. He was never leaving.
So do you think if Chris Paul played, they win? I love asking people this question because people are so divided.
100%, zero chance.
Wow.
Golden State
Kevin.
Was going to win either
way. No, I'm
going
to say yes. I'm going to say yes. Screw it.
I'm going to say who cares. Nobody's going to remember this in 5 years. They won another championship.
It's true.
Doesn't matter.
There you go.
Chris Paul's the only one sore about
this. The Golden Dynasty.
Okay.
Speaking of Golden Dynasty, what have we got lined up next?
We have our favorite segment, What's Weirder? So, to start it off, we're going to talk about that Golden Dynasty, though I think that phrase is kind of weird. We're going to talk about their parade antics. So we have two...
Hey man, when you win 3 ships in 4 years, you're a dynasty.
It's true. It's true. So the two parade antics are Jordan Bell going in the crowd to top off his drinks.
Was that the weirdest thing? Have you seen his belly button? Google his belly button. That stuff looks like an elephant's eye. All right.
Man, I don't think I saw it, but...
you would want to see that. That's the weird... You know how, like, there's an Audi for belly button? It's just a weird belly... It's so gross. I wanted to just, like, not watch it anymore after seeing that belly
button. Do you think that's why the person gave him his drink?
Because I don't know. He's Jordan Bell. He's on a parade float. Like, of course you're going to give him the Hennessy.
He came off the float just to grab it.
So. Hey, Jordan Bell's on his rookie year, right? He's got a lot of jump.
How do you feel about cash considerations? How are they doing in Chicago?
Chicago's in a good spot.
Him and Lauri Markkanen are going to tear it up next year, let me tell you.
Cash considerations and Lauri Markkanen, 1-2 combo.
Yes, yeah. that's their second option, right?
Cameron Payne.
No. Hey, don't forget about Chris Dunn.
I love Chris Dunn.
And Zach LaVine.
Low-key Jabberwockies. Okay. Cameron Payne.
So what was the weirdest part about the parade for you?
You guys were telling me about this because once the Warriors won, I went under a rock for a little bit. But you were telling me Bob Myers had some hot takes for his good friend and coworker
Finals
Kevin Durant.
MVP Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
Slim. So he had this weird thing where he initially said right after they won the championship period, because everyone's on high, that Kevin Durant can get whatever he wants because he has solidified himself as. What, 2 finals MVP? That says it all. And Kevin Durant was probably really happy. And then that was short-lived because right at the parade, Bob Fitzgerald, their announcer, their play-by-play guy, Bob Myers had this back and forth where they took this weird jab at KD that I think was not funny at all. And knowing KD and how sensitive he can be, it's just not a good time. Or I mean, it's never a good time for KD, but you can never see those things publicly for everybody to see. Because I think everybody's making fun of how Bob Myers is so collected and well thought out. Yeah. And never speaks out of turn.
Made some good moves as a GM.
And just made that awful joke that didn't help anybody. It didn't help anybody. It wasn't funny. It was distasteful.
What did he say exactly?
I don't think it was that bad.
Ah, Kevin.
Man.
What did he say exactly? He said...
he basically just said, you know, KD, you can get anything you want, you know, but it probably won't be like Steph's contract. Because Steph is the number one option on our team.
No, did he say number one option? He said Steph was here before. Like, yeah. Pretty much indicating that Steph was the original and KD pretty much jumped on this bandwagon.
Okay, I'll say this because it's better to put it in this context. When you're at work, someone started working there before you. You're going to ask for a raise before they get a raise?
Yep. Oh, if yes. I work better than them.
That's true. That's true. That's also very
Did KD work better than Steph? No! But KD is...
Finals MVP.
Okay, well, a lot of people think it should have gone to Steph, especially Warrior fans.
Game 3, 43 points. I personally wanted Steph to win it, yeah.
He did have a triple-double. Kevin Durant had a triple-double. Exactly. His first in the playoffs. So I'm not mad at either. I'm like, people just looking for stories of the Warriors to create some sort of divide. I think it's just one of those, you know, things. But also in the end, knowing Kevin Durant, Bob Myers, what are you doing?
Oh yeah, what are you doing, Bob Myers? That's gonna come back in a meeting. They're gonna be in some random meeting, like at a very important point in their trajectory as a dynasty, and he's gonna be like, "You said that thing about me on the parade float."
I feel like if somebody's trying to lure Kevin Durant away, they play that clip over and over again to him. Well, see, Bob Myers is not loyal to you.
Steve Ballmer would do that.
Yes.
He was just joking, man.
I'll put up his banner. But it retired his jersey.
Okay, KD didn't seem impressed, but it was a little joke.
KD's never impressed.
All right, get out of here. Okay, we got two more to get through here. Lonzo Kuzma trying to outdo Pusha T and Drake with the diss tracks here.
I think Lonzo went too far. And first of all, Lonzo doesn't like Nas. Like, I don't even want to talk about Lonzo here.
You guys hear Nas' new album, by the way?
Yes. I haven't yet.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh my God.
Okay. It was great. It was great.
In the spirit of Nas's new album,
shout out to Mike.
Let's shut down Lonzo.
Okay.
Lonzo, you're out of line. What are you doing, Lonzo? I think we should have a second call. What are you doing? It's Bob Myers and Lonzo. Lonzo made fun of Kuzma not growing up with a dad. You don't put that shit out in public.
I didn't take in that diss track.
You got to listen to it. And he's bad at what he does. Lonzo's not good at rapping.
No.
No. You should. So Kevin makes beats on the side, as a side note, and he should give Lonzo some beats because that was a terrible diss track.
So all right, big baller beats.
Last version of what you doing or what's weirder is this is a real one for me. LeBron James saying that he punched a wall in anger during the finals and played three games with an injured hand.
It was swollen, I think. I've seen picture evidence, and it seems like it's swollen. What did you see, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. No, his hand definitely seemed a little bit swollen, just like his ego. And
Man, Kevin always takes shots at LeBron. Hey, leave LeBron alone.
No, he's never left the Raptors alone. I can't do it.
You know, it's been a month since the Raptors got swept, right? You got to get over it.
I can close my eyes and still see that shot. If you were a Raptors
fan, all right, tell us how you really feel. Sure.
You'd know.
Okay, apparently the Warriors didn't even know that Kerr was on low post.
How many loose lips are in the locker room for the Warriors? For the Cavs. Somebody should have or would have heard this. They have like 50 beat writers. You think somebody would have heard even a peep and reported this? Come on. They kept this under wraps. And all these stories come out of the Cavs locker room before, even though it was probably Isaiah.
It was Isaiah the whole time.
We know it immediately stopped after Isaiah left. But also, LeBron always does something weird after he loses. Something always comes out with him.
Okay.
Do you remember his Godfather story? That was so weird.
Yeah, like, oh, when I need to, like, center myself, I'll watch the Godfather.
He said he watches Godfather, like, seven times. I'm like, what? And then somebody was like, oh, what's your favorite scene from Godfather? He's like, you know, all of it. Like, LeBron, why are you lying?
We're talking about the same guy who tatted Chosen One and, you know, goes by King James.
I don't even like that commercial he did with Nike with the Chosen One. Come on.
Terrible.
LeBron is so corny. LeBron's always corny.
It's the same guy who came out with a cast after Game 7 or Game 4 after he got swept, right?
Well, yeah, this is what we're talking about. It's the hand. Yeah. So yeah. do you think it's an excuse or you think it's, well, it was real. Like he did injure his hand.
Yeah.
LeBron, we're sympathizing with you, right? Like nobody can ever say LeBron didn't play to his full potential.
No,
LeBron played his ass off.
He did.
But why do you need an excuse for us to sympathize with you? Because we're sympathizing with you already. We're already on your side saying, hey, you had a shitty team. You took it to the playoffs. You took it to the NBA Finals. This is the most you can get out of this roster.
LeBron's got to cover his bases, right?
Oh, because it's the whole narrative where he lost.
I agree with what you're saying.
Like, King James, right?
You don't need to add footnotes. You fought and you had this wonderful performance, like averaging more than 40 points. Like,
did you say wonderful? He had 51-8-8 and he lost.
Yeah.
How many times? That's never happened.
That's true. Nope.
So how much, LeBron, we get that you were out of this world. You don't deserve you, LeBron. You're that good.
We saw you yelling at J.R. Smith.
You are taking on one of the best teams that's ever been put together.
Yep.
Okay, so.
He also took on a whiteboard after that game.
Oh. Yeah. And you know what? That injury was self-inflicted, so LeBron gets like brownie points for that.
He should get the Enes Kanter treatment.
Yes, Enes Kanter is hilarious.
Yeah, so, you know, Earth to LeBron,
we get it.
We get it. You don't need to add to that. And
I like the mood shirt though, with the mood of the three rings.
Oh yeah,
that was a good one. Good one, Draymond. Yeah, always with the Draymond zags.
Yeah,
what was it? A couple years ago when he had the quickie loans.
I think the mood was almost better. Quickie, just awful. Yeah.
Okay, got three rings. I think we've covered it pretty much everything for today.
Are we done with what's weird?
What's your take?
What's the weirdest?
What is the weirdest out of those? LeBron. LeBron's weird. Like, Kuzma and... Who cares about Kuzma?
No.
Man, nobody cares. LeBron is the biggest player on planet Earth, and he's making excuses for losing to a team that's a dynasty. Why? We saw you be great. Just let that be the narrative. Do not add anything to it. That's my take.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he has us talking about all this right now is...
LeBron always wants to be talked about. I think he just loves the corny media attention. Like, yep. I watched Godfather 15 times. Who has the time to watch Godfather 15 times?
Get out of here, like, LeBron. Travel for a living. Like, he travels for a living.
Yeah, and he's got, like he doesn't have the time I do. like LeBron's not like, he has a family, he has commitments, he probably has a schedule. Yeah, he's not like, oh, wait a minute, I gotta watch Godfather 15 times. Hold up all my appointments here.
Yeah,
I gotta watch Godfather.
Yeah, cancel maybe. Everything.
Yeah. Okay. We believe you, LeBron.
That's valid.
I'll go with that. LeBron's a pretty weird
really? Segment. I thought you were going to say the Kuzma thing. Kuzma's weird. The video was kind of weird.
The video was cringy.
I'll say the Durant jab is kind of weird because I do think like they're going to be in a meeting one day and Katie's going to be like, why did you say that, Bob?
I think there's going to be ramifications. Do you believe there's going to be ramifications?
I don't think Katie cares.
Yeah.
There's going to be ramifications.
That's why. I agree with you guys.
Really want to see that KD's like against, or he has some kind of turmoil with the Warriors?
I don't think he cares. He thinks there's turmoil from the whole world, man. He thinks
KD's got burner accounts. You don't know what he's going to do next.
Yeah, we don't. He thinks we don't see him working. That's true. Finals MVP.
Yeah, it's true. And a two-time champ.
I think KD always, like, KD is a different person behind the cameras. I fully believe that. I think he puts on this persona in front of the cameras that nobody really buys. Like, KD, come on, you're a real human being. Nobody does that stuff. Like, you're a sensitive person. Just accept it.
At least he's a sensitive champion.
What's next on the menu?
I'm pretty sure that's...
I think that about covers it.
Yeah.
We covered everything.
You know what? We do actually have a great episode coming for you guys on the 20th, 21st NBA draft recap. So
We're going to drop a draft preview.
We're going to detail most of our choices and see what might be different from the regular boards that you might be reading. So
we're going to do our own mock draft.
We're going to do our own mock draft and we're going to compare to see what and why Kevin Richard and I made the picks that we did.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. All right. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
I like basketball a lot, so I'm just going to say that. I don't know why I said that.
That's amazing.
I like the way the ball dribbles up and down the court.
Okay. I'm just going to... All right. We're going to do that. All right, let's put that on record. All right, everybody. That's this week's edition of Back to the Basket Podcast.
Feel free to...
Did you say Bobcats?
Yeah, I did. Charlotte Bobcats.
Ooh!
Feel free to find us wherever you get your podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Feel free to send us any questions at all, especially about the draft for this week's pre-draft edition. You'll find our info in the show notes. And don't forget, we may turn our back to the basket, but we'll never turn our backs on our fans.
Bye!